Lots of channels, nothing to watch, especially if you're searching for the truth. It's time to interrupt your regularly scheduled programs with something actually worth watching. Salem News Channel, straightforward, unfiltered, with in-depth insight and analysis from the greatest collection of conservative minds, like Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Find truth. Watch 24/7 on SNC.TV and on Local Now, Channel 525.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we are back. And so let's take a little look at that clip, or listen to that clip, I should say.
I want to bring in Derek Harvey. Derek, you're one of the smartest guys I know, and you've got a proven track record, whether helping us get out of the mess in Iraq or helping President Trump on the National Security Council. You know, because you and I talked about it, that Davos speech, you know, and that was set up. You know, he came right before. That was the globalist speech versus the nationalist first inaugural address of President Trump, the American Carnage speech. Last night you saw it in all its glory. What type of person would give Xi and what he stands for and what he is personally? How many people he's had murdered? How many people he's had imprisoned? How many people he's destroyed? One of the most awful individuals in mankind's history, to be blunt about it, to sit there and give him a standing ovation shows you that they're beyond amoral. That group is a problem. That is a cancer inside American society. Derek Harvey.
Well, I couldn't say it any better myself, Steve. The 400 people that gave the applause to President Xi are empty vessels. They have no moral foundation. They are all about money and enriching themselves as corporate overlords over the sheep of America as they look at it. They make excuse after excuse for China and China's actions, and they're in there trying to make money, and they are leveraging their positions in American society to influence at the local, state, and federal level policies that are undermining our economic security, exporting jobs, devaluing American currency. At the same time, everything they're doing is undermining our national security. We are financing our enemy, an existential threat. But this administration plays around with the words. They do not actually believe that China is an existential threat, because they pass laws or establish actions that are going to somehow restrict exports of chip technology to China, but then they don't enforce it because it goes on and it goes on. Now, just one thing, Steve. These 400 people represent the folks at the House Intelligence Committee. They represent the industries that the House Intelligence Committee was looking at as vehicles for Chinese influence into America, undermining American national security. It's GM, it's Boeing, it's Apple, it's Microsoft, it's business companies that are in the military-industrial complex, it's the entertainment industry, it's Hollywood. These are the people that are amplifying Chinese messages, nothing to see here, and amplifying messages that are directly tearing down American values and institutions. They should be ashamed, and they should all be blacklisted.
The way to blacklist them, and I'm bringing Brian Cassell here in a second, the way to blacklist them is just to continue these investigations of what Mike Turner and the RNC, this is another example of Republicans not having the guts to do what they should do. And that is continue these investigations. Gallagher. And there's a thing in Adweek, Natalie's going to talk about when she comes on, and again tonight at 5 o'clock, that the Jon Stewart show has been pulled. Adweek's reporting that Apple pulled it under pressure from the CCP, the Jon Stewart show, and comments he was making about the CCP. But you've seen it. You have Sequoia, you have these huge donors, and they were all over this dinner last night. You have these people. The investigations couldn't be clearer. Why are we not pressing forward on these investigations?
Is that to me or Brian, Steve?
Yeah, that's to you, Derek. No, you take it. I want to get Brian on TikTok.
Well, the House
you were there. You ran the House Intelligence Committee. Why are we not investigating?
Well, that's Mike Turner and, you know, Mr. McCarthy as the former speaker and the rest of the uniparty elite. In fact, the chairman of the House Foreign Intelligence Committee worked very hard to expunge effective recommendations from the House Republican report on China in October of 20. That uniparty elite, those folks, they do not fight hard for the American worker or American national security. They are pawns. Just look at the money that flowed into Mike McCarthy and others like Turner from Sequoia and others that are tied to the Chinese influence efforts. We have a cancer within our leadership, and we need to work hard to expunge it with transparency and sunlight.
Derek Harvey, the letter from Assad, why is this? This is a national security threat, Nikki Haley. This is a national security threat right here, that they're pouring this into our generation. TikTok should be banned, and it should be banned like by high noon today. Derek Harvey.
Well, absolutely. This is Chinese manipulation behind it, just like Brian said. But here's the thing. You made the point about lack of knowledge about the classics, but TikTok is promoting false narratives, false history, and false facts about the region, Palestine, Jewish history. They're also promoting false history and false facts about climate and about gender issues and things like that to sow division. But most of these people don't know that 980,000 Jews were kicked out of Arab countries in 1948 and afterwards and told to go to Israel. They don't know that Jews lived there continuously practicing their faith for over 3,000 years, and they were conquered time and time again and oppressed. Who are the colonizers here and who are the occupiers? I would ask that question, depending upon when you start the clock, what point on the calendar you look at.
Here are the it's simple. This is what the CCP is driving to. It's not Israel and the Jews. It's the United States of America. It's the Anglo-Protestants. Very shortly, you're going to be the colonizers, the settlers, the pioneers, the people that were the foundational element in building this country from a vast wilderness into the greatest power on earth are very shortly going to be demonized. Why do you think they're meeting outside and they're having these protests in front of Columbus, the Columbus statue? It's obvious what's going on. It's obvious what our enemy, the existential threat, the CCP, is going to push and is pushing right now as a predicate. And if you can't see that, you don't really understand what's happening here. And yet, the people that are making the money off the algorithms, the people making the money off the technology, the people that are their collaborators at best and their partners at worst, because she said yesterday, you've got two choices. You can either partner with us, right, as strategic competitors, or you're an enemy. There's no middle ground. Even CNN reported that. Derek, I got to bounce. Derek, how do people follow you now more than ever?
DerekHarvey.org on the web, and then Colonel D. Harvey at Twitter, and at Truth Social, it's at Derek Harvey. That's DerekHarvey. Thank you, Steve.
All righty, we're back, and we have Marie in North Royalton pledge 20. Bob in Illinois pledges 35. All right, folks, we have we will be here approximately 50 more minutes tonight, and we are nowhere near our goal tonight. We're really way, way, way behind. 888-677-9673. All right. Yes, we right now at this point are $5,200. $5,200 short of our goal. And so, actually, we have to raise about $100 a minute again, about $100 per minute between now and the time we go off the air tonight. So, Let me give you those numbers again. 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. We're about $5,200 short of the money we need to continue to stay on the station you're listening to us to right now.
Well, $520 donations a minute. That wouldn't be that hard to do with hundreds of thousands of listeners out there. So if everybody gives a little, we can stay on all the stations. We can continue being the voice of the Christian resistance. And, we'd like to just avoid, having to talk about money, but got to pay the radio airtime to stay on the stations.
What if we just got one $5,200 donation? That would do it itself, right? I mean, that would save us a lot of time. If we can get one $5,200 donation out there, that's all we need tonight. Okay. Annette in PA, or Antoinette, pledges $50. Thank you, Antoinette. All right.
I got a couple of quickies I'd like to throw in here. We were talking about the communist visit, how the horrible Chinese communist was treated like a hero, like a dignitary, somebody important. I remember when they were cleaning the streets of San Francisco, I watched a video where they were putting up fencing barriers to secure the APEC summit. And it's just interesting, they were just black metal barricades erected outside the Moscone Center. And it's amazing, they don't want a wall on our own border, but they were willing to use walls around the Capitol. They were using walls to fence off the homeless and the riffraff from San Francisco for the Communist Party head. Just almost a little sad humor. But something really important. Months ago, you and I brought a story about a lab they found in California full of genetically engineered mice and viruses, all kinds of bad things. And turns out the lab owner still is a wanted fugitive in Canada. The lab owner was a Chinese citizen using a fake name pretending to be an American. And turns out that his name is Jesse Zhu Yu. He's a citizen of China and a member of the Communist Party. And the interesting thing on this whole story is when they found this lab, the CDC was called, and the CDC never came and investigated the lab. And right now, the House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party launched its investigation into this clandestine lab last spring. And, while they were there, they found all kinds of biomaterials, blood and tissue, unlabeled chemicals. They found chlamydia, E. coli, streptococcus, hepatitis, herpes, malaria, COVID, meningitis, all kinds of bad things, HIV, and the biological waste produced at this site was discarded in such a way it violated every safe removal protocol in the state, all kinds of bad things. And yet they've been trying to get the CDC to come in, and it has what they called it, the Republicans called a baffling refusal to test these samples at the lab to see if the labels were correct, and also to test these unlabeled samples that could be extremely dangerous. Nobody knew what they were. But the kicker, folks, this Chinese-run bio lab was awarded over $500,000 in your taxpayer money. Yeah, through the COVID thing, they received all kinds of federal pandemic-era handouts. So our government gave them money to run this horrible lab on our land. Our government won't investigate to see how bad it is, and the local state is trying to do the best they can, but they don't have the funds or the equipment to do all of these samples, all these unlabeled samples, or have the lab capacity or the money to check all the labeled ones to see if they're even correct. Thank you, Joe Biden and this corrupt federal government. You trust your CDC? After hearing that, I wouldn't trust the CDC to authorize giving an aspirin.
All right, Chris in Ohio pledges $50, and Paul in Dallas pledges $50. 888-281-1110 is the number, or 888-677-9673. Joe, DOJ investigating high-end brothel network whose clients include elected officials. This is an update on what we reported on the other day. The Department of Justice is currently investigating a high-end commercial sex ring, and a number of high-profile individuals are said to be part of its wealthy clientele, including government contractors who possess security clearances and elected officials. Three individuals have been arrested and accused of setting up a high-end brothel network, which has reportedly been operating for 3 years. Han Lee of Cambridge, Massachusetts, Jimmy Lee of Dedham, Massachusetts, and James Lee of Torrance, California, were all arrested this week for their role in operating the network, which spans multiple states. The men were charged with conspiracy to coerce and entice and travel and to engage in illegal sexual activity. See, the big problem was, folks, they didn't pay off the Biden crime family. Had they paid the right amount of money to the Biden crime family, they wouldn't be in this trouble. But anyhow, their brothels were located just outside Washington, D.C., in Fairfax and Tyson, as well as the two locations of Massachusetts, Cambridge, and Watertown. According to authorities, the men marketed the prostitution work online, where interested companies could see naked photographs of the women they wanted to hire, along with measurements such as the height, the weight, and bust size. The website claimed to be advertising nude Asian models for photography shoots at high-end studios, but it was actually a front for the prostitution. Now, Joe, I'm going to ask you a question. Think before you answer this now. Joe, where would you find the most amount of whores? One, in the brothels? Or in the Justice Department?
In the Justice Department.
Absolutely. They might be
in
wearing
the federal government. Well, to go right along with that story to prove the point, headlines, Fox News even, banking regulators with party culture rife with sexual harassment. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corp, these are the people at the center of a firestorm. And they found out they've got a special hotel. And this hotel was built to have people that came for a training at a training complex. There are 350 rooms. They've got a big outdoor pool, rooftop patio, right? Well, it turns out that this 11-story hotel is Party City, Party Hub. A supervisor had sex there with his employee, told other employees about it, pressed her to drink whiskey during work. Bank examiners texted female, these are senior bank examiners, no wonder our banks are failing, were texting female employees photos of their junk, and the agency tolerated a heavy drinking culture. They were bragging about people vomiting in the elevators, urinating off the roof at nights of heavy drinking, and one of the people was quoted, had an Instagram account that said, if you haven't puked off the roof, were you ever really a fizz? In other words, one of the people at the training center there. And several people have now been saying it was one of the ladies there, Lauren Lemmer. She was an examiner in training. She quit her job. You know, and the stuff she went through, the harassment and touching and then being invited to strip clubs and having people expose themselves to her. this is your federal government, your banking regulators, folks, that regulate the banks. And we have several banks right now that are in trouble. One is...
just in the past year, you've had 3,000 close around the country.
Yeah. And there's a bunch more in trouble.
Well, there
wonder
you go.
Why the regulators didn't catch that bank in California. Or maybe they were busy sending dirty pictures to the women, getting drunk, throwing up off a roof at a party hotel. Maybe that's why they didn't catch that bank. So what was it? I can't remember the name now, but that big bank in California.
Wanda in Texas pledges 300.
Thank you.
Wanda's been a faithful contributor. I want to thank all you folks that have contributed this week. All right, the numbers are...
We have a lot that don't pledge, that just faithfully send in their donation, and they send it to WRWL.org. I mean, that's the website. They send it to WRWL Ministries at 14781, 14781. Sperry Road. That's Sperry Road, Newberry, Newbury, Ohio, 44065. That's where you send your donation if you don't use the credit card line, or use PayPal or credit card there on WRWL.org. All that's right there. One more time on that address, just WRWL 14781. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. And don't forget to ask to be put on the list for the newsletter. We get special stuff that we send out on that newsletter. And we ask you to do like I do. You get the newsletter, make copies, and you hand out those copies to family, friends, you know, people at work, your church, and get some information out there. It saves us a lot of money. We reach a lot of people. And all we need is your name, address, and phone number, so we make sure we get it. And nobody else will get that list. We guarantee it.
All right. Right now we have approximately 38 minutes left on the program, left to be here tonight to call in. And right now, Joe, we need 4,700. We're 4,700 short of what we need. All righty. Wanda in Texas pledges 300. Oh, I said Wanda. Okay.
Wanda. Yeah. Maybe we can get some people to match her.
Yeah. Tonight. Let's see if we can get some people to match Wanda. Now, pure bloods as sperm donors demand for sperm from unvaccinated donors is rising sharply. So people want the sperm donated from unvaccinated. Why do you think? Do you think it's got anything to do with all of those women that had the miscarriages?
Yeah, I think maybe it has a lot to do with all those women that had miscarriages, those that also had were nursing, had babies born deformed, dead, and a few other problems. So,
all right,
miscarriages, a loss early, but some of the even the young children died.
All right, here's an article there from Casey B, and she is saying that women turning to sperm donors to get pregnant are increasingly seeking out donors who did not get a COVID-19 vaccine as concerns grow about the negative effects of the jab on the reproduction and fetal development. Sperm banks and online groups where women seek sperm donors are now specifying that they are only seeking sperm that comes from unvaccinated men. For example, on the Facebook group Sperm Donations USA, vaccination status is being increasingly mentioned among its hundreds of members. The group has been responsible for helping many women start their families, with members including everyone from single women and couples struggling to conceive to young professionals and even lesbian couples. Many of the men who join the group offer the sperm for free. Some men offering the sperm are using selling points like unvaccinated man to drive home the point. One woman successfully conceived with an unvaccinated man's sperm posted a picture of a positive pregnancy test with a caption that said, One more farm-raised, not pharma-raised, baby on its way. There you go.
And one thing we haven't talked any about tonight was Hamas has been suffering some huge defeats. The IDF has gotten in under hospitals, under different places.
This morning, this morning, as we were at our prayer breakfast, I got a call and from the folks from Israel where the IDF were asking that we pray and hold them up right now as they're going into a mission right now. So apparently it's they're back here calling their relatives here back in the States. So we got calls asking while we were at the prayer breakfast to pray for their mission as they were going in to release the captors.
Captors, yeah. Well, as they've gone in, they have footage now. Our government has acknowledged that Hamas has used these different hospitals as staging grounds, training grounds, hideouts. They found weapons hidden behind X-ray equipment. They have found one home. Hamas had rockets under a child's bed, this wooden bed frame. Underneath it was nothing but a pile of rockets and explosive munitions. They've, you know, just all the stuff that they said. They found a booby-trapped vehicle outside a Gaza hospital complex. They went in, and again, they chose, they've hidden this stuff in these hospitals and buildings underneath and everything that, you know, is being verified by the U.S. government. All the things that we told you they were going to find that were happening, now our own government's verified it. But the thing that got me was they now have witnesses. They didn't put this out, but remember when the attack came on Israel, they have several people that lived through attacks, and they're reporting there were children with them and women with them, and there were young children helping kidnap Israeli children. And women running around with them. And right at the very end, a couple of the witnesses, one was a 38-year-old English teacher hiding in a safe room. One was another person that got wounded. They had gathered some of the people. These children were like 10, 11, 12 years old, some 15. There were dozens of them. And right at the end, when they took some of the hostages, these two witnesses heard all the screaming, and he said the commandos gave some of the children rifles, directed them to execute the rest of the hostages that they didn't take, which the children did. Then the terrorists shot more of the hostages and loaded the survivors they wanted into the truck and departed the village.
All right, there you
that
go.
That had to be one of the sickest things, I think, Pastor Ernie, I have heard, giving a 10, 15-year-old boy a rifle, telling them to shoot these helpless hostages.
Well, you know, I don't doubt that that happened at all, but I tell you one thing. I give no credibility to what's coming out of our State Department, and none at all. And so I, you know,
unfortunately, they're backing up. They said our military, our people have seen the evidence that they're finding all these things where they were using hospitals, mosques, and daycare.
Well, they've always done that. They've always done it.
But they've got proof and pictures and stuff now that are up there that just what's happening. We have this people out there that just are not believing, you know, the truth. And I remember Thomas Sowell had a quote, and I went and looked it up. The left always uses emotions. And Thomas Sowell said, emotions neither prove nor disprove facts. There was a time when any rational adult understood this. But years of dumbed-down education and emphasis on how people feel have left too many people unable to see through this media gimmick. That's why we have all these young people running around supporting Hamas, claiming free Gaza, you know, stop the occupation. There's been no occupation. We've talked about that. But these young people just hear this garbage on TikTok and other places from a college professor. They believe it, and they don't bother to go look it up and find out that in 2005, Israel turned Gaza over to the Palestinians, said, go for it, it's yours. You know, you're free to do what you want, set up your own government, run it the way you want. And yet they pound every day, everywhere, stop the occupation that doesn't exist and hasn't for 25 plus years.
All righty. Wanda, well, I already said that twice. 888-281. I guess I'd like to, I'm trying to get people to match her. Wanda's 300.
Right.
888-281-1110. We've got right now, we will be here for 30 minutes, and we're still very, very far short, Joe. Or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. We need to hear from you, folks, if you're going to hear from us. Brazil warns parents they won't receive welfare benefits if they don't get their kids vaccinated for COVID-19. Well, what do you think about that?
Who said that?
Brazil.
Brazil, okay.
As the people in the U.S. and elsewhere are increasingly shunning COVID boosters, Brazil has started pushing repeatedly jabs. Somebody in Brazil's government's getting big bucks from Pfizer, huh?
Yeah, bought and paid for. Well, the government's corrupt, so what's one more corruption, you know?
Yep.
People are already being punished and having severe problems, so, you know, what the heck?
Brazil has started pushing repeated jabs on children and imposing financial penalties on those who are unwillingly to comply. This week, the government-owned news agency Agência Brasil announced that the country is officially adding COVID-19 shots to its national immunization program. This means that children aged 6 months to 5 years will be required to get a jab every year starting next year.
So the love of money is the root of all evil.
Those who do not want to subject their children to the vaccine's dangers will no longer be eligible to receive welfare payments. This includes the popular Bolsa Family program that many Brazilians depend on to feed their families. The same is true for those who did not get the other 13 vaccines that are a part of the schedule. Well,
yeah.
For you folks in Brazil, it's time to move.
If they can, they've kind of ruined the economy like they're doing here, which reminds me of a couple of things. The U.S. Post Office announced this year they've already got a $6.5 billion loss, but they had big plans. They were going to break out of this problem. And, well, I guess their fiscal year ended September 30th, I'm sorry. So it lost $6.5 billion. They've been losing money for years. They've claimed they were going to fix it. Now, they did get a Donald Trump nominee appointee in, and he has reduced belt tightening, reduced predicted $160 billion loss to less than $60 billion in the latest round of belt tightening, but still overall, $6.5 billion just the 1 year. And they cut costs. They did everything. It's interesting because you look at FedEx, UPS. They're doing well. And also in 2022, Pastor, Joe Biden signed legislation providing the Postal Service with about $50 billion and extra financial aid to be used over the next decade. The government cannot make anything work. The private sector functions, works well, government gets in. In fact, you know, there's two industries in America that have the highest inflation, highest cost, highest loss, even worse than the post office. One is healthcare, the other is education. Both of these things are run and controlled by the federal government, right? So you look at healthcare, you look at education, you look at the Postal Service, You look at the can't think of the name now, the railroad. Amtrak.
Yeah.
Always losing money, always in the red, gets huge government handouts, and every year they lose money, even though they get all kinds of extra money from the government. You know,
Joe, hang tight. We're up against a hard break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
A little girl lay dying. She was only 8 years old. She said, I want to see the preacher. So they left. Will you make me a promise? She said, as he walked in, he said, tell me what I can do. She said this to him.
Tell mom and dad about Jesus and all the pain that he had to bear. Tell mom and dad about heaven above, heaven they can see me there. Tell mom and dad about Jesus, tell them all he's done for them. Tell mom and dad about Jesus, please, so I'll see them.
She said, I know I'm dying. That's not why I'm sad. I know I'll go to heaven, but what about mom and dad? I told them about Jesus, but I could not make them see. So when they come to my funeral, would you do this for me?
The pain that he had to bear. Tell mom and dad about heaven above, how they can see me there. Tell mom and dad about Jesus, tell them what he's done for them. Tell mom and dad about Jesus, please, so I'll see them.
Said they dropped me off at Sunday school, and I'm so glad they did. But how great it would have to be in a church service with them. She said, promise me you'll tell them. As she faded off to sleep, he said, sweetheart, don't worry. That's a promise that I'll keep.
Tell mom and dad about Jesus and all the pain that he had to bear. Tell mom and dad about heaven above. Tell them they can see me there. Tell mom and dad about Jesus. Tell them what he's done for them. Tell mom and dad about Jesus, please, so I'll see them again. Tell mom and dad about Jesus, please, so I'll see them again.
Alrighty, we're back, and folks, we've only got 20 minutes left. And I just want to say, again, happy anniversary to my bride of 55 years. At least she loves me. The folks that aren't calling in, well, what can I say? We got Pastor Hal. Pastor Hal, you're in the air.
Yeah, how you doing? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you fine.
Okay. I'll give the invitation then, if you're ready.
Yeah, we might as well, Pastor Hal, because the phones aren't ringing, so you better get ahead and at least tell the folks out there how they can get to heaven, even if they didn't call and pledge.
Well, okay, you know, God wants everybody to come to heaven, but he says, you know, your sins cannot come with you. God loves you, but he hates your sins, and God wants you to come to heaven, but he says your sins cannot come with you. God is a God of perfect righteousness. His righteousness cannot allow us to come to heaven with our sins. He can't let one sin into heaven, no matter how much he loves us. So he allowed Jesus Christ, his son, to go to the cross and pay the payment for your sin and mine on that cross. He allowed Jesus to transfer your sin and mine onto him, and he paid it in full. Right before Jesus died, he said three words, "It is finished." And Ephesians 2:8-9 says, "For by grace are you saved through faith." Save means saved by, you know, saved from hell. "And not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Nobody can work their way to heaven by their human effort. It's when you go to God and admit to God repentance, and that's, you know, admitting something to God that he knows already anyway. Without Jesus Christ in our hearts, we're a bunch of dirty, rotten, lousy, stinking sinners on our road to hell, and not any effort on our part can get us into heaven. Because if you could quit sinning right now and never sin again, just the sins you've already done would keep you out of heaven. And the only thing that washes away our sins is the blood of Christ. Ephesians 1:7 says, "In whom we have redemption through his blood." Now, you could know what Jesus did for you and still die and go to hell if you don't reach out and receive it. In John 3:1, Nicodemus came to Jesus and said, "Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do the miracles that thou doest except God be with him." There, Nicodemus admitted that the religious leaders of their time knew that Jesus was the Messiah. They knew that, you know, because he made the blind see, the deaf hear, the lame walk, and rose the dead. Nobody could do that unless it was God, unless it was the Messiah. Yet, those religious leaders, most of them died and went to hell because they didn't repent of their sins and ask Jesus to come into their heart and save them. Now, you're in the same situation you could be right now tonight listening to my voice. You might say, "Pastor Hal, I believe that Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood. I believe that he was the Messiah, but I'm just not ready to receive him." Well, unless you're ready to go to hell, and you could do that tonight, you better get things right. The Bible says that Jesus Christ came into the world to reconcile us to God. In Christ was all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And so when you come to Jesus with sorry about the fact you're a sinner and asking Jesus to come into your heart and give to you the payment he paid for you on that cross, he'll do it. John 1:12 said, "But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God." A key word right there is receive. If you believe Jesus died on that cross and shed his blood to save your soul, and you receive him, you pray, you ask him to come into your heart. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." That's how you receive the payment he paid for you on that cross. In simple childlike faith, you pray and receive the greatest gift you could ever receive, Ephesians 2:8-9. And you do it right now, because what you might do in the future, what you were planning on doing, isn't the same as you actually doing it. And so my job as a preacher is to lead men and women to Jesus Christ. And if you want to receive that payment Jesus paid for you on the cross, if you want a home in heaven, if you want to take him at his word, then you can pray right now and ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart. Just pray a simple prayer like this, because right now God hears me talking to you. Revelation 3:20 says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice," or in other words, hear his word, which you're doing right now, "I will come into him." And it's when he comes into you, he gives you the payment he pays for you on that cross. So let's pray. And you ask Jesus to come into your heart, and you mean it with all your soul, and he'll give you that eternal life that you want and that you need. Just pray this prayer with me and mean it. Oh, dear God, please forgive me, a sinner. I confess unto you that I've sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, and I here and now ask you to come into my heart, forgive me for all my sins, wash me in your precious blood, give me eternal life, give me the payment you paid for me in full, and I receive it right now in simple childlike faith, according to your promise in Romans 10:13, where you said, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And I'm calling right now, Lord. I'm asking your Holy Spirit to come into my heart and seal me into the body of Christ right now and give me eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, 1 John 5:13 says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, that you may know it, not just think it, wish it, or hope for it, but that you may know it. When he said, these things have I written unto you that believe on is different than just believe about. Even the devil believes about. But when you receive Jesus as your Savior, that's when you actually believe on. You receive him as your Savior that you may know. That's not think it, wish it, or hope for it, but 100% certain. How do you know that? Because God promised you that, and God cannot lie. So go ahead, Pastor. They have eternal life now if they prayed that in a minute.
All right, and there's nothing, folks. Guess what? You can't buy that, can you? All the money in the world can buy 1 minute out of hell, can it?
Nope.
And that's just a reality. Well, we have 15 minutes. We'll be here. The phones will be in 15 minutes. And, folks, we really, really need to hear from you in the next 15 minutes. Again, I can just tell you, in 50 years on the radio, not one time did we ever compromise. And in all those years, Joe, can you ever think of any time when people asked us for help that we could help them, we didn't?
No. There were some things that we asked that we were impossible to do, but we tried to help. There's been nobody that we've turned down that I know of.
Well, you know, we've done a lot of things. We exposed in the bloody abortion mills some of the things that that was happening. We helped send several abortionists to prison.
You've helped get people that were innocent off death row. There have been quite a few, if I remember.
About 7 folks over the years that were innocent, we got them off death row. Well, we did our part. We weren't alone. We helped.
Yeah.
We put our and then
part of a team that worked at it, yeah.
And, you know, when it came to people getting the shot COVID, we had a medical exemption form that we put out, not a medical, religious exemption form that we put out for people. And for many of them, it saved their job.
Yes, it did. I know, because I personally gave several of those forms to some young people out here in Missouri, and it helped every single one of them keep their job and keep from getting the poison poke.
And for the last 50 years, this ministry has been responsible for helping save over 24,000 babies from abortion. And so, and many, many times we've been able to help people that needed some legal help. We could at least put them in touch with some good lawyers that would help them out and give them some advice. So, I mean, so many things over the years, Joe, that we've done for folks. Why? Because the cause is a righteous cause, is it not?
And it is.
And
very righteous cause.
And we have exposed so many corrupt politicians. We've exposed so much of the darkness. In fact, the FCC commissioner sounds the alarm about coming Biden takeover of the Internet. And that's right, folks. Joe Biden wants to take over the Internet. And so while Americans have been fixed on the Swift Kelsey romance and wondering what really happened to Matthew Perry, the Biden regime has quietly made an audacious move to take over the Internet as we know it, and regulate it in the name of equity, not equality, equity. That's right. The fate of the Internet, as we know it, hangs in the balance, and it is set to come to a vote at the Federal Communications Commission on November 15th. That was yesterday. Wow. So FCC Commissioner Brandon Carr earlier lambasted the Biden administration for attempted Internet takeover in a memorandum on Wednesday's meeting. Well, anyhow, folks, we want to say L in New York pledged 20. And again, we will be here for the next 11 minutes. And we hope those lines light up in the 11 minutes because, again, if we don't hear from you, you won't be hearing from us in some of the states you're listening to us on now. That's It's that simple. All righty. Again, the numbers are 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Right now, folks, the most important thing to you, obviously, is you're standing with the Lord Jesus. And if you say, I'm saved, but Pastor, I feel like I'm all alone, find yourself a fundamentalist Bible-believing church, a fundamentalist Bible-believing church where they hold to the Word of God, the King James Bible, literally. And we're talking about unregistered New Testament church. And then find one. If you can't find one, you can start a church, folks. And looking for one whose pastor, the pastor is bold. The Bible says if God has put him in the pulpit, he'll be as bold as a lion. And so here, that's what you need. You need, and then you need to work. We're working together with a number of actual New Testament churches around the country. We're standing fast. Now, we're also working on networks, folks, for us to take. I know it's late. You say, boy, it might be too late. Maybe it is, but I don't know. But we know we have to try to take the country back. On December 1st at Doers of the Word Baptist Church at 7 p.m. at Doers of the Word, we're going to have a meeting there. And for tactical civics, and that is a Christian way of taking back our country. So we encourage you to be there. And by the way, what we will have too, we have thousands and thousands and thousands of articles in our archives, the kind you folks have been asking. Could you send me that article? Could you send me that? It'll be there for the taking. People can come in, they can go through. We're going to have these articles where you can take right with you. There, because we have so many, we really need to get rid of a lot of these articles. We've been doing radio for 50 years, so there's a lot of very good stuff there. And that's at Doers of the Word, 14781 Sperry Road, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, and that's 44065. That's right at the corner of Route 87 and Sperry Road under the 800-foot tower. That's where we'll be, 7 p.m. on December 1st, Friday night, for you folks that want to get involved in tactical civics. I know, I know the Tea Party was standing room only in the Tea Party. And so, anyhow, we're running out of time. Little Lisa's
in. We have room for one quick verse.
Yeah, go ahead.
Psalm 118. 8 and 9. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. The young people today are putting their faith and trust in TikTok and Twitter and Facebook and everything else and not in the Lord. And we're seeing the horrific results of trusting in the wrong thing, trusting man rather than God. And it's leading this nation down a very dark path.
All right. Well, we're out of time. Happy birthday, Jimmy the Greek. You know, stand fast, little soldier. Lisa sang to you. She hasn't sang to anybody else, and maybe that's a good thing. Anyhow, we're out of time, so we... Good night.
Good night.
God bless. And always. Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills. I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.